On today's show, sales of plug-ins and EVs are growing, but the green car segment is not. Chevy refreshes the Malibu, Cruze, and Spark, and one former auto executive says executives are paid too much money. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. And in a shocking announcement, the head of Kia's American operations, Michael Sprague, is leaving the company to, quote, pursue new opportunities. And it looks like this caught the company off guard because it does not have a replacement lined up. Sprague was with the company for 9 years and really helped grow the brand in the U.S. And he will probably be best remembered for launching the popular hamster ads. And in somewhat related news, GM's chief economist, Mustafa Mahataram, is retiring at the end of the year. Loyal Autoline This Week viewers will remember him from our annual economist shows. Replacing Mahataram is Elaine Buckberg, who was most recently with the Brattle Group and also has worked in consulting, banking, and with the federal government. Chevy may soon be getting rid of a few sedans in its lineup, as we reported yesterday, but its remaining four-door passenger cars are all getting a fresh look. The 2019 Malibu will get an RS trim with a blacked grille and bow ties, rear spoiler, 18-inch wheels, and dual exhaust tips. The interior features a leather-wrapped steering wheel and shifter, black cloth seats, and a standard 8-inch touchscreen. A new CVT is also available on models with the 1.5-liter turbocharged engine. The Cruze sees a refreshed front face, new interior color options, and a new infotainment system with a standard 7-inch touchscreen. And here's a little fun fact about the Cruze GM put in the release. The hatchback model accounted for 20% of all Cruze sales in its first full year of production. And finally, the Spark gets a new front-end styling, new interior paint colors, revised interior trim, and low-speed forward automatic braking is also available. All of the updated Chevy sedans go on sale later this year. Still to come, even though electric vehicles are growing faster than the overall market, the green car segment is not getting any bigger in the U.S.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Sales of electric cars this year are up 21%, growing much faster than the overall market. Sales of plug-in hybrids are up a whopping 36%. But even so, the whole green car segment is stalling out at 3% of the market. Here's the issue. Sales of hybrids are falling, and hybrids sell more than electrics and plug-ins combined. What that data shows is that people are getting out of their hybrids and are buying plug-ins or battery electrics instead. But it's the same people. And as a result, the green car segment is not growing. It's only 3% of all car sales, the same it was 5 years ago. So the impressive growth with plug-ins and battery electrics distorts what's really going on in the marketplace. And sales of passenger cars continue to fall in the U.S. market. For the first quarter, 160,000 fewer passenger cars were sold compared to the same time period a year ago. That's a 10% drop. But a year ago, they fell 12%. So maybe we're starting to see the first signs that the drop is slowing down. Coming up next, we'll find out why one former auto executive says that execs are paid too much.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Randy Soma is a former Johnson Controls executive who has strong opinions on corporate America. That's why he wrote a book detailing the failures of boards of directors and management. He joined us on Autoline This Week and explained why he thinks executives are paid too much.
First of all, the numbers are so big. They're so big. It tempts even the most virtuous of us, right? The money's out of control. It's nuts. People will say, well, that's the market. That's the market. Well, we've blown through the market. We're now into insanity. We're now into a place where people are willing to do a lot of things they would never, ever do.
And you're saying because executive pay is
it's
so big.
It's through the roof. It's through the roof. Who in the heck? The only people that deserve the amount of money that CEOs are making are people that are in combat or first responders, people whose lives are at stake protecting us. They might deserve $10 million a year, not somebody who by laying off people increases the earnings and gets a $10 million bonus. I mean, really? But again, the look at, to your point, yes, you should be making the investments in the future. But when I watched, I had one CEO say to me, I said, where's the strategic plan? Where's the strategic plan? He said, well, you know, we're opportunistic. When we see something that comes along, then we want to be ready to seize it and leverage it. I said, so in other words, you're getting paid a lot of money as a CEO to be in the right place at the right time when something falls in your lap. I mean, just how much is that worth? But what you see, though, for all the different reasons that they have, anything that has to do with a return out here isn't happening. And, you know, I don't even blame the people that much, because when you look at the way their bonus is calculated, nobody is, A, getting paid a bonus for what didn't happen. So being preventing problems isn't high on the list. They'll pay you a lot of money to fix it. And secondly, because Wall Street is only measuring you on this quarter and this year, and not what are you also investing in your five-year vision plan, everything is pulling it in short term.
If you'd like to watch that entire discussion, you can view it right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend, and we'll be right back here again on Monday.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details, and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.